Karen. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today. I'm going to go and pretend we're actually at a seminar among a bunch of PhDs and MD doctors or subspecialists in organ regeneration. Now, I got a call back last week from one of our top universities that's doing research in organogenesis. Now, I've interacted with Bob Dennis, who worked at NASA and developed the MicroPulse, which is the they discovered when they're putting stem cells in the polar orbit, when it passed over the poles, there was a surge of 400% of stem cells. And they discovered that it was a frequency of the Schumann resonance. Now, I'll explain. The Schumann resonance is a frequency, a collective of several frequencies that are around, say, 8 to 12 hertz. Now, what these frequencies do is they shove electrons to the outer orbital. It's called the Lynn effect. And if you put an animal in a mu metal box, like being out in deep space, it actually starts to shut down your genes because my theory about aging and about genetic control, epigenetic control, that your life or living force in any living thing, including a bacterium, which has a cell membrane and genetic material, is a dance between biophotons and the selective absorptions through the membrane. Now, that could be active ion channels or active transport mechanisms, but they're very selective. So, for example, the telomere on the end of your chromosomes, its primary purpose is to determine which genes or enzymes are activated. Now, every enzyme requires at its active site a monoatomic form of a mineral. And every monoatomic form of a mineral, by its very nature, is a superconductor. Isn't that interesting? So a superconductor. Yeah. Now, so if you have manganese or molybdenum, for example, and if you understand these things, I really love chemistry, and I have a photographic memory of understanding these pathways. And if you understand the pathways, you start to realize, like, wow, we only understand a tiny little percentage of them. But what we do understand is that every mineral determines if an enzyme is even present. So here's how it works. The telomeres are little antennas. They send a frequency signal out to the cell membrane to tell the membrane to absorb a specific mineral or not. So, for example, if your hair follicles tell the membrane don't absorb manganese anymore, then the manganese-dependent structural proteins and enzymes that make the pigment for your hair aren't present, so your hair turns gray. So that's an interesting thing. Now, this is how it works. This is how it works. In mountain red velvet, we have ionic minerals that are in trace amounts, but they're very rare and unusual. And these trace elements are very important for turning on your genes, and it works with the membrane. There are also structural proteins that your body can't make. They're probably made by the placenta, to be honest with you. The placenta is not just a passive organ to bring in nutrients to the baby. It actually is a factory to make biomolecules for the baby. So the fetal factory that actually supplies a lot of biomolecules, in a sense, like the mountain red velvet, is actually the placenta. Isn't that interesting?
That is really
interesting. Which is why a lot of animals, their mother will actually eat the placenta so that when she passes the biomolecules to the baby, those biomolecules are in the mother's milk. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, can be absorbed. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see that. If you see, look at animals, you say, well, why is that mother eating that gross placenta? It's because it's a factory to make the baby.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have the factory, you got to take mountain red velvet tablets. That's why I say if you're not a fetus, you have to return to fetal situations. Now, also, the fetus, the uterus of all mammals is about 1.2 atmospheres pressure. So it's higher than normal pressure. And in the antediluvian world before the flood, it was actually 2 atmospheres pressure at sea level. So that there was a lot more oxygen, a lot more concentrated by Henry's law in the tissues by dissolution. And as a result, we also had a higher concentration of trace minerals. The ancient oceans where life formed had 14 trace minerals that are not present anywhere else except for the Dead Sea at the southwest end of the Dead Sea in Israel. That's why if you use Dead Sea bath salts and you get absorbed them transdermally, they help your enzyme activity. Or if you have glacial milk, the longest-lived people on Earth, 17 of the longest-lived people on Earth all drink glacial milk from glaciers where these trace minerals are present in the mountains.
Glacial milk.
And the 18th is the Okinawa Japanese that take coral calcium that are bottom of the oceans, and these minerals are present there too. And there's 100 times more people that live to be 100 in these populations, and they're genetically not different than other people around them.
Wow.
So if your minerals are present, you're going to turn on the genes. Now, I'll explain to this about mountain red velvet. I've analyzed it, and I found roughly, so far, 8 different classes of biomolecules. The first class is minerals, organically chelated minerals that are going to be super absorbed, that are really rare, that are important for enzyme pathways we probably have no freaking idea about. Number two, there's structural proteins and molecules that we can't make, our body can't make them, and it's not present in any food.
exactly.
Unless you're deciding to eat placenta as dinner, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're going to be able to, a new restaurant where they'll have some new way of making flambéed placenta or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could probably, somebody who's creative could probably figure out a way of doing it, making placenta smoothies or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
But anyway, Mountain Red Velvet is much better because the Mountain Red Velvet fuzz contains all these molecules, but you have to get in the fuzz phase. A lot of unethical companies are giving brown or gray material, which is basically antler. They're not giving the fuzz. You need fuzz only. It's a fuzz-only diet. Now, the next group of molecules that are present in Mountain Red Velvet are what are called transducers. Across every cell membrane, there's transducer molecules that stick through the membrane like a little antenna, and they pick up signals from outside, and they actually cause a secondary messenger inside, a chemical messenger or a scalar messenger to a deeper membrane, like the endoplasmic reticulum or the nucleoplasm. Now, the nucleoplasm is really interesting. It's nucleoplasm membrane which ultimately decides if a mineral gets in to actually affect the genes. But the telomeres on the end of your chromosomes talk to the external cell membrane, and they're the one that tell the ion channels to absorb the mineral. So if your body is getting mineral deficient, and think of aging and disease as a song. The song can go wrong because it can go out of key, or it may not be certain minerals present. So that's why one of the things that I've done is I've done research and discovered that even if you look at the musical scale, if you look at our current musical scale, which is based on the A note at 440 hertz, if you move it down to 432, which others have discovered, it actually fits with the harmonic molecular resonance based on quantum mechanics of all the major minor minerals in the human body and all living things.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? You can go to player 432, player 432, and it'll actually shift the music that you already have in your library or your Amazon account or your podcast account or whatever. It'll actually shift it into the, what's called harmonic resonant frequencies. Now, we've actually worked out the molecular atomic weight frequencies and worked with people like Linus Pauling, my colleague Dr. Truott, and his colleagues. And we've worked out actually the molecular resonant frequency, and I've gone a little further. I worked with my friend Jim Gersey and Audacity and so on. We actually created frequency maps and MP3s of the minerals necessary for different conditions. For example, whether it's diabetes or cancer or heart disease, and we're going to put out one here shortly for eye diseases. So we'll have a range of these, and this is our current level of knowledge. And what we're doing is including just the minerals that we know of that specifically have a frequency for that illness. Now, what happens when you take Mountain Red Velvet is you're putting more of those scalar molecules in your body. So your bodies have a higher signal to noise ratio to know what's going on outside and actually to influence the genes inside. Now, if you look at a fetus, the fetal cells and the fetal tissues, if you do surgery, for example, on cancer or, let's say, you have omphalos, which is the guts are outside the baby, and you put the guts back in or you remove a tumor, there's no scar. Did you know that fetal surgery never has a scar? If they go in through a little keyhole in the amniotic sac and do surgery on the baby inside, that baby, through robotic, you know, microsurgery, with the doctor, like with a little micro camera and everything, doing a little surgery with his amazing computer implements, the baby has no scar. Even if they have cancer, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Even, for example, if you had Siamese twins and you want to separate them, if you separate them and they come out, they're not going to have a scar. That's cool.
Incredible. That's now, very cool.
Now, why is this important? Because the current material they're using right now at the regenerative labs where they're doing organogenesis, and what they're doing is they're using this printing material to hold the cells together into a matrix, and then they print them with these 3D printers, which you can, by the way, you can print anything. You can print an auto part for a car or an alloy for a jet engine or whatever. But you can actually print cells, too. And if you do soft printing cells with these 3D printers, you can print bladders and you can print blood vessels, which are basically hollow organs. And they kind of simulate it, but they're not really anatomically correct because there's often multiple layers in, say, a tube like the urethra. There's a intimal layer, inside layer. There's a muscular layer, and then there's a serosa, outside layer. Now, I figured out how the genetics work, and I did this years ago. Somewhere around 90%, 85 to 90% of your DNA. There's only 7% of your DNA codes for 32,000 alleles that code for proteins and enzymes. 7%.
Wow.
The rest of your DNA, which is 93%, they used to call junk DNA because they didn't know what the heck it was. Then they call it harmonic because it looked like it had a repetitive pattern in it. I call it phonon maser DNA, and I put that in my paper that I presented 34 years ago to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary that were Dr. Rowlands and other PhDs, and I did what's called, I gave them what's called quantum energy transfer equations for biological systems to transfer the energy of a harmonic resonant frequency circuit, and they're turning on and off genes. I call them phonon maser operons. An operon's a gene control component. Now, when you're taking Monterey Velvet, you're actually taking these transducer molecules so that your signal is higher, so you can actually turn the genes on and off better. Now, if you think of disease as a song gone wrong and aging as a song, the first phase of the song is to make a baby, with the placenta being a factory. Second phase is have that baby grow up and be able to reproduce. Teenager, go on menarche for females, and boys be, you know, reaching their puberty. And then the third phase is maturation and reproduction. Now, the fourth phase of the song actually is to start shutting down genes, so that aging is actually recorded as part of a song in your system. And all you have to do to stop aging is, number one, supply all the biomolecules, which are presented in the placenta, i.e. Monterey Velvet, and present them in a way that they're not destroyed, which is why I'm trying to make a capsule version of it that will get it past the stomach and a very acidic region that can change the tertiary structure of biomolecules or change them in ways that are not going to have its biological effect. So you can form a micelle in the terminal ileum. The other thing you've got to do is you can actually turn off the song. And so we have these MP3s. You can turn into a microcurrent. You can create a radiating RF frequency. You can create a sound either with speakers or a vibrational platform, like the vibrational platform called a Vibrasonic from Korea, where you actually put the frequencies in and they'll actually set up a harmonic resonance in your body. Now, why is this important? Well, and this is something I'm going to get into classified information. Russia and America have figured out how to turn on atavistic genes. And they've actually taken chickens. That means chicken to eat every night because it's really good stuff, chicken. But I want to give you a little thing. Chickens and turkeys are ancient velociraptors. These are bad dudes. So if you saw a 12-foot-long chicken running along at 90 miles an hour with 6-inch claws that can rip right through a tree, that's your chicken. That's your chicken's grandpa. Interesting.
Wow.
Now, if you hit the right gene complex, you have to understand how the body is made and how living things are made. Living things are constantly in a state of recreation. When God set it up, it didn't just go up and say, you're created. We're already recreating. Do you know that during your life you actually code for new DNA? They've discovered that we actually have a coding. We have a computer code or coding for new DNA during your life, not only genetically but epigenetically. So new DNA code has actually been created. And if you reproduce after that period of time, say a bad diet, you pass on the risk of diabetes increasing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, why is that important? Well, that's important because if you actually look at the DNA of living things, it turns out that they've estimated at least 85% of our DNA is ancient viral chunks, because there's a receptor binding domain. And if you think of it this way, as the viral receptor binding domain, why we get infected with viruses is because, in fact, it's called a DNA bus. It actually carries along chunks of DNA and RNA that we incorporate or convert to DNA from RNA and make new DNA code and decide whether or not it's going to be useful or throw it over our shoulder genetically. So we don't just code for DNA. We actually, it's almost like a bunch of computer nerds going around sharing little programs and say, hey, this is a great program. I'll put that in my software. So your cells do the same thing. Now, the way it works, and this is interesting because I'm an expert on artificial intelligence, which is one of the reasons why they wanted me to work at UCLA. I was working on a nonlinear program 40 years ago plus, 45 years ago, creating nonlinear programming on our largest computer, IBM 360/50. And I taught myself. So I'm not going to share what I know because I don't want bad people to know what I know and do really bad stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
But the way the body works, every cell is a liquid crystal, fuzzy logic, stochastic, parallel processing supercomputer. That's a big long term. It means the processing capacity of one cell in your body is more than all the computers on Earth.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That is very amazing.
Now, if you've got 150 trillion cells, that's a lot of computing power. Now, not only that, we're also what's called quantumly entangled on a hyperdimensional level, too, with other living things, not only in our past but present and future. So we can get into some really advanced string theory and so on. I can get into another time. But what we have to understand is there's an intelligent recreation going on. Now, if you supply the body with the micronutrients, just like these people drink Lacio milk and just literally increase their enzyme activity, they square the life curve and they start to live like 120 years. It's no big deal. So they have two seats in the Georgian parliament. You can't sit in those seats unless you are competent mentally and you're 100 years of age. They have 100 times more people in Georgia that are 100 years old than we do in America.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It's very cool. And it's about looking after ourselves and aging well and healing the body.
Our idea of looking after ourselves is having health insurance, taking more pills than your neighbor, having more scars in your body from previous surgery, trying to be active despite the fact you actually haven't fixed your biology. So while you're running your legs off, you're actually developing osteoarthritis of your joints. So you're going to need a joint replacement because you didn't decide to fix the joint and heal it every day from the trauma of your overactivity on tissues that couldn't tolerate it. So I can tell you how many people I've personally taken care of that had, say, a cardiac bypass and were fat slobs. And after they have their bypass, they run their legs off and they get nice and slim. But 5 years later, they need knee replacements and they're walking around with a walker.
Yeah.
Now, reality has a way of biting you in the butt, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the things that's bizarre and weird about me is I am a curmudgeon. This is a British term, which means I ask enough questions to drive myself crazy. I have the 3 copies of the Never Rest gene. Now, I can teach somebody to have this attitude, because it's really just an attitude. It's not biology. I don't know why I'm this way, but I am. And because of it, I ask questions that when I start to get partial answers and I seek for more, I say, and then I tell people my findings. For example, you can't have skin without pain. So if you don't have skin, you can't suffer pain because the primary gate is Langerhans gate, which I published in my patent 1986, U.S. Patent Office, for my Dynaten's morphogenic field machine. So when we look at, for example, aging, and I talked about this with Dr. Ron Klatz, and of course they, I won't be speaking at the conferences, but I'm going to be doing a video I'm going to put through the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine probably in the new year. And I want to challenge doctors to say what I'm saying is wrong. Now, a lot of people will call it, you know, whether it's geopolitical, a conspiracy theory. This is not a medical conspiracy theory. And doctors cling to their paradigms like a child to their teddy bear or their blankie. A good example was my first experience dealing with what I call academically superior knuckleheads. When I went to Dr. Ron Kari at the Diabetic Research Institute in Calgary, Alberta, and I walked in with the data for myself and head of pathology, proving, the first doctors in the world to prove this, the diabetics have high insulin. He got so bad and so angry, I thought I was at the set for The Exorcist. He didn't spin his head around 360 or spit out pea soup, but he was cursing and swearing and throwing things around his office and cursing at me.
Wow.
Now, I've done this a lot of times with doctors because I don't care who it is, medical, legal issue, whatever. I will ask you enough questions. I will do a Vulcan mind meld, and I'll tear your brain right out of your head through your eyeballs. Now, people say, that's not very nice, Dr. Deagle. I said, why in your delusional mind do you think I'm nice? No, I'm compassionate. I'm brave. I will die for you, but I won't put up with a centillion of crap, including intellectual or spiritual or other crap that's not true. Now, if we're going to conquer disease, including cancer, it's not going to cause we're going to get a whiz-bang drug that's going to cost you $10,000 a month. It's not going to be because we figure out, and again, we're often trying to get in the way of people advancing, like the Brzezinski Clinic in Dallas, where I personally legally and financially supported him in his fight against the Texas State Medical Board and the FDA that were trying to go after him for years. Now they're finally collaborating and realize, oh, yeah, you do have a point. We'll do studies with you now. This is after like 25, 30 years of freaking persecution. They need a layoff, okay? People like me and Brzezinski and others that actually have a creative clue in this, you're never going to solve the problem without people like us. I don't care how much money you throw at it. Ain't going to happen. So let me tell you, you're not a fetus. You need Mountain Red Velvet. If you want to live long and prosper like Spock says, when he gives you the little Spock sign, which is the ironic blessing, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Haolam, you got to have Mountain Red Velvet. There's no way around it. You're not a fetus. You're not getting back in your mommy's tummy. You're not going to get placenta feeding your molecules. Ain't going to happen.
No.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
So with all that, what our goal is this. I want to see at some date, whether it's 5, 10 years, I don't think it's 20 years, where let's say we're successful with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. We set up a clinic in Encinita, and you go to it, and it's actually underwater. So it's 10 feet underwater, which is equivalent to 1.3 atmospheres, the whole clinic, the laboratory, the surgical facilities, everything. And when you go there, we not only can dry your bone marrow, we can actually multiply your stem cells and actually modify them for particular tissues, because we have peptides now from the Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Kavinson, where we can actually turn on specific stem cells to grow that line. So we can give you back your stem cells, usually, and this is similar to what Dr. Centeno does, but if you don't have the building blocks, you're not going to get the optimal effect.
Correct.
You got to have the building blocks. It's like preparing the soil if you're a good Iowa farm boy. You have to prepare the soil with the right, not just, you know, fertilizer, but you got to put other minerals. For example, when I put minerals on my plants, I put Dead Sea minerals. That's really cool. And I can actually go around my roses. I must have 70 rose bushes around my yard. I have a lot of roses. I have fruit trees in season. So I always have some citrus fruit. No matter what time of the year, you can find citrus down there, whether it's grapefruit, pomegranate, oranges, limes. I got oranges and limes. I got limes and lemons year-round. But when I spray on them, I put on Dead Sea minerals. And those Dead Sea minerals, the rose bushes all go, phew, the next day, they bloom. It's amazing. It doesn't matter. It's winter, summer. If I put it on there, man, they're going to bloom. Now, your body will bloom when you start taking Mount Red Velvet. And you need to take a good dosage to start with. You might be taking 3 or 6 a day when you're really in a deep hole. And then after a while, you're only taking 1 twice a day. I usually recommend 2 twice a day, and one of them you open and put under your tongue so there's more fragile biomolecules get absorbed directly through your you know, transmucosal lining of your mouth. And the other one is just swallow, because they're going to get past the stomach and what's called a succus entericus, which is the fluid coming out of your pancreas, which is very alkaline after it's gone through the phalanx of pepsin enzymes and stomach acid. And digestive enzymes now trying to chew away at it. So if your body can get to the terminal ileum, it turns into a micelle, and then you have literally the same components, like a blood system of a placenta, delivering them from your terminal ileum to your target tissues, your brain, your liver, your heart, your eyeballs. Now, if we can deliver the nutrients and deliver the frequencies, the morphogenic frequencies to heal, whether it's, you know, under hyperbarics, so we're giving you a lumen photon or microcurrent or broadcasting the harmonic resonance or sound just like music. That's why you can take music, classical music, and play around plants and they'll grow like crazy. It's because there's some frequencies in there that increase the mineral absorption of the plant to make them higher content of vitamins, color, and taste. And you can do a test called a Brick score, and the Brick score is determined by the birefringence of the rotation of polarized light. And it directly correlates with the vitamin content, the mineral content is in the food. So I have my polariscope from my dad, who was a gemologist, and I can actually grind something up with a small border and pestle, put a drop of it under the polariscope, and I'll tell you exactly what the mineral content is compared to its competitor, orange or tomato or whatever. It's all dependent on minerals. And also these biomolecules that are present so the plant can actually become a plant. Same with a person. Now, if you think a commando approach of, hey, I got such a disease, I'm going to throw a cardiac drug at it or a chemo drug or an anti-inflammatory, you're a knucklehead and you're just harming the patient. You're taking away symptoms that are warning signs that something bad's happening. You're telling them, don't worry, just like, you know, a Bobby McFerrin song, don't worry, be happy. If you concentrate on trouble, it'll double, you know? Wrong. Not wrong. How about this? If you face trouble, you deal with it, the trouble goes away. It's the exact opposite of Bobby McFerrin saying. It's good for your emotions, you know, not concentrate on trouble, but you got to fix it. Just like we had the trouble of Barack Obama, so we now have fixed it, and we've got Donald Trump in there. And believe me, you need a Donald Trump everywhere in every country, including your country, New Zealand, because around the world, there's knuckleheads that don't know how to run the business of a state. Every state's a business. Now, the same thing with healthcare. If the state of your health is dependent on the business of a nonlinear system, and you throw a linear thing in like a pill that works on one thing or blocks something, most of the drugs out there just block one pathway or another. What Mount Revelvis does is the opposite. It's not an anti-inflammatory. It's an anti-not healed and not fixed problem issue. So when you take Mount Revelvis, the reason why your joint pain goes away is the joints have been healed. The reason why your skin looks good is because you now have hyaluronic acid polymer. You now have cross-linked collagen. Your hair is not breaking because you have proper collagen cross-linked in your hair, so it looks lustrous and full and not breaking off because you're 70. Guess what? You fix the problem, that's why it's no longer a painful mess. Get some for Christmas. Be a Nutri-Med Santa. Let me give you time for next week.
You are okay. Tuned
in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is the end of ignorance. This is the end of not asking the right questions. This is the end of disinformation. This is the time of putting your skepticals on. So even if we purvey information to you, whether it's medical or wellness, geopolitical or spiritual, you're not only skeptical, but know how to use your brain to ask the better questions so you can determine yourself whether you think something's true or needs to be taken action. Whether it's prepping financially with carrot bars or getting yourself on nutraceuticals and minimizing your drugs, whether it's dealing with the actual cause of your illness and finding out with functional medicine testing, living pathology, and if you want to just do blood, urine, stool, and imaging tests, I can advise on that. If you want to do QRMA and metapathia, we have the metapathia site at PPRDI New York City. That's the first available. And we are open to anybody wanting to do QRMA. It takes just a minute to do the test. All your responsibility is to do it, and you can charge for just collecting the test, is collect their credit card, their information, their history form, which is 11 pages. The consultation, usually recommend 2 units because they need their medical records and other information to cross-correlate with their QRMA. Pamela, say welcome back to the program.
Hi, Dr. Eagle. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I haven't yet communicated with your engineers, but I'm ready to, and I'm going to send information off to them. I'll tell you what I've discovered. I figured out a way of compressing down the frequencies for the specific minerals for different conditions, and you can actually play those as MP3s. Then the MP3 can actually just be plugged directly into, say, your device. So you don't need to modify it at all. All you do is have an MP3 port where on the on phase of the lights, it actually flickers at those MP3 rates. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's pretty amazing. Simple. So I'm going to send that to the engineers, which means the device doesn't need to be altered. you still have the base carrier frequencies, and I'll explain the ontogeny of this. Dr. Nogier, who was a brilliant, not only a scientist, but also was a medical intuitive, and he actually knew intuitively the frequencies that were present, but went back to the laboratory and tested it and actually found that these are the resonant frequencies. Now, when your body is being formed in the neural tube on a baby, you have specific different ontogeny of cells. You've got neuroectoderm, which means skin and brain are both neurological. Most people think your brain is your largest neurological organ. It's not. Your skin is. Isn't that interesting? And not only that, you cannot suffer pain without skin. The Langerhans gate in your skin actually determines whether or not it's like a computer screen. It's like if you have a computer with no screen, you can't see what's going on because there's nothing on the screen. Your skin is the screen for your body. And it not only determines pain, but it also determines autonomic control. And it turns out the autonomic control of your body is in these Langerhans gates as well. And it determines whether or not you're going to have a disease state. So, for example, I could take a spectral analyzer, a Keithley Enterprises microvolt, picovolt analyzer, and actually scan over your joints. So if I pick up a particular frequency over your right knee and you've got rheumatoid arthritis, and I check the left knee and there's no frequencies present there and the joint looks perfectly fine, it's because without dysautonomia and a specific harmonic resonant frequency supporting the disease, disease can't happen even if it's an immune cell. So you'd think if you have an antibody, if it's going to find a particular protein or whatever, just attack it. That's not the case. Your body selectively determines if a disease happens only if that harmonic resonant frequency is present. Which means if you put the right frequencies to heal the tissue, you turn off the capacity of the tissue to even become disease. Isn't it interesting?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, without the harmonic resonant circuit present, even an anti-tissue antibody and an activated T lymphocyte can't do things, including, this is also explains why, for example, cancer metastasize without being picked because it's got a fibronectin capsule, but also because, and Dr. Nordahl, research in the Karolinska Institute, put electrodes inside cancer and discovered they were electromagnetically shielded from being even seen. So in other words, there's electromagnetic shielding of organs and tissues when they're hit by cancer, because cancer manufactures a change in the phonon resonance of the organ and covers it with a fibronectin capsule, so your immune cells and your autonomic nervous system can't even see the infected organ affected by metastatic cancer cells.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. Now, people, if they don't include these parts of their paradigm for how to solve the history of disease, for example, did you know that 50% of the people that have a heart attack have whistle-clean arteries? You'd think, oh, my gosh, they got to have terrible arteries. No. Whistle-clean. For example, Mr. Thick, who is a really big Hollywood star, originally Canadian, he ended up dying here playing hockey with his son yesterday. Now, I guarantee Alan Thicke had whistle-clean arteries. I'll make a bet on it. In fact, if he had a high-speed CT scan with calcium score, I'll bet his arteries were whistle-clean. Or he had minor plaque. You know, everybody has a little bit. But what happened is he had coronary spasm. Now, that coronary spasm can't occur unless there's dysautonomia. Now, I was trained in thermography as well as MRI, CT scan, PET scan. I can read anything. And if you look at a thermogram, a high-resolution digital thermogram, which is a pretty fancy machine, it's based on our work in the first Gulf War, we made scanners that were 100 times more sensitive up to a hundredth of a second. So hundredths of a degree Celsius. And you're talking about 6 to 10 feet from the person's body. Okay? That's pretty damn amazing. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see the area of dysautonomia. Without dysautonomia and without the resonant frequency present, you can't have disease of any kind. It can't exist. And what's interesting, the gate for these informational things is your skin. Now, I actually worked out a way of using specific homeopathics of specific drugs to block things like the NMDA receptor and other receptors, and I could turn off someone's pain with what we call a Langerhans gate trigger point block, which would turn off not only the pain but the disease in less than a minute. So as soon as I put a drop, not a whole lot of drops, a drop just at the Langerhans gate in the dermoepidermal junction, it immediately turned off 100% of their pain. I discovered this, and I used it in my office in Denver. I did a whole lot of these, what's called Langerhans gate blocks. And I invented the technology. I had Penpal Pharmacies making a special nutraceutical for me, and it was sterile, so it could be used for injections, etc. Now, why is this important? Because you don't need that fancy stuff. If you've got a Lumen machine, you can slap it on the area and turn on frequency 7, whether it's an inflamed brain, or if you're trying to stop strokes, or you're trying to heal the eye, you want to regenerate the retina, you want to put on frequency number 3. If you put it over your kidneys, for example, because the kidneys not only generate angiotensin-converting enzyme, it also sends the inflammatory factors, the kidneys and adrenals, that actually regulate whether or not you're going to have high levels of C-reactive protein and PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor, which determine if you're going to have vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the recent research at the university, a lot of people don't understand that the dance of life is a dance of biophotons and light, and every biological molecule has frequencies in the infrared, far and near infrared. And if you look at infrared spectroscopy in chemistry, one of the things they used to do with us in chemical and advanced and very advanced chemistry is they would send us a series of spectral maps, and they would tell us the structure of the molecule based on the frequencies you see, whether it was an imidazole ring or a side group or pi bonding or whatever. What was the length of the backbone of the molecule? And you could determine that based on these frequencies. Well, the cell does it all the time. It does it to an extremely high level of resolution. That's how the cells communicate. They communicate by frequencies. That's their alphabet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the lumen photon, if you look at frequency number one, it's the highest energy and it's the lowest frequency. Frequency number two, frequency three is neuroectoderm, that's skin and brain, for stimulating healing. Frequency number four is for internal organs like kidneys, livers, etc. Frequency number five is endocrine, adrenal glands above your kidneys sit up there like, rider on top of your kidneys. And your sexual organs, the ovaries in females and the testicles in males, and your thyroid gland and parathyroid gland, and a whole series of about 10 of them on either side of your neck, and your all your glandular tissue is at that frequency number five. Six and seven are anti-inflammatory. They're higher frequency, and they tend to turn off inflammation. Now, what I'm proposing is that these MP3s that we are producing eventually will do a very minor modification to the Lumen machine and other devices. For example, right now you can buy our MP3s for three conditions. We're going to add to that. And you could actually, from Less EMF, you can actually generate a frequency response to listen to it in music. You can actually hear it. The frequency of the different harmonic resonance of minerals that are there to promote healing. And eventually we're going to have a whole series of frequencies that actually will be there to neutralize different disease states. We can actually extract those from the Metapathy machine developed by the Russian Space Agency. And as far as I know, I'm the first in the world to be able to do that, because I actually take an oscillograph and split the signal and pull off the resonant frequencies for treating a particular illness for a particular individual. So we can download the frequencies and actually turn off by harmonic resonance, just like noise-canceling headphones. You can turn off the spectral frequency that actually supports the disease state. This is dealing with what's bioquantum physics that explains that, the biophysics of your health is prescient over even the chemistry and epigenetics of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the Lumen was so powerful. I mean, I got a machine here with two pads sitting right here on my desk. And I got to tell you, this is really important that people understand that the Lumen photons technology is remarkable. Now, you can use this on your brain. If someone had a concussion, not only do you want to give them our nutraceuticals, I call our cocktail for concussion, but you want to put a Lumen pad on their head and ideally get them into hyperbaric oxygen to kind of detoxify them and protect their brain tissue from BOF. But if all you've got is a nutraceutical, slap on the Lumen pad on your head and turn on frequency 7 and you want to heal it, frequency number 3. And including the eyes. If you want to regenerate retina or regenerate the, the optic nerve head because you've got a retrobulbar optic neuritis, you want to be on set frequency number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains it, that basically I have a company, a university in I believe this one is in Michigan, that wants to collaborate with me, and I'm going to see how far we can go. I don't know if they'll swallow my whole theory, but I want to take a version of the Mountain Red Velvet and make a surgical version so we can actually have an intravenous version, a version as a powder for surgeons, a sheet version for, say, a trauma unit or a MASH unit, so if somebody's got part of their leg blown off, we'll slap the sheet in and they'll start regenerating the muscle right on the spot. We also want to be able to print organs. So, we can take your cells and print an arm and grow it in a laboratory if you blew your arm off. And in 6 months, when it's big enough, we can transplant it back on you.
Wow.
That's my goal. My goal, and whether it's done by me or other doctors that just pick up my vision, because I believe that's what will happen. It'll be hundreds of thousands of doctors that will say, you know what? Deagle's figured it away, but then he's also, you have to marry we call them transducer materials and the building blocks with a harmonic resonant frequency, because life is a dance between biophotons and membranes.
Right.
Now, that's why this is such powerful technology. And you see it in animals. I mean, animals don't have a placebo effect. When you leave to go to the bathroom, your animal takes your pads and says, they're my pads now, thank you.
Yep.
Or you put it under a budgie bird and the bird is sick, and you, and then the next day the bird is chirping and flying around and they want to fly around the house. You know darn well you did something. And the bird was not being scammed. They didn't watch a commercial. They didn't hear somebody trying to talk it up. They just knew they helped them. Or if you have a horse that goes, and they're kind of whinny as they come over near the pad and say, yeah, that's hurting, but this feels good.
Right.
I think you started off with you started off with horses, didn't you?
Yes, we first encountered this before it was approved for human use at all, and it was in the veterinary world with racehorses. That's where we first came across it 17 years ago.
Right. Now, so the current approach to the problem of what life is and what health is completely wrongheaded. And it's like anything. You'll never solve a problem unless you work out the primary precepts and the corollaries of the nature of reality and have all of the issues, all the drivers of your model correct. For example, when you hear people talk about global warming due to carbon credits, these people are idiots. If they made a nonlinear model in a computer model in what's called Pascal or nonlinear programming, and they had a lot of drivers not put in their equation, like they didn't talk about gravity waves from deep space driving the release of nascent hydrogen and oxygen to cause volcanism, or they didn't talk about the upper activity of the Van Allen radiation belt of the ionospheric layers, or the lithospheric layers of the fourth and fifth layers of the Van Allen radiation belt. Three of them are out in deep space, 22,000 miles, and the others are the ionosphere and so on. If you don't include all these drivers, you're never going to have a model of what climate is. And the same thing with the human body. If you don't understand that life is a dance of frequency and energy and membranes. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you have the nutrients outside the cell, if the cell says, I'm not taking it in, or I'm not going to cause that disease, or even let the lymphocytes attack that joint, unless the right frequencies are there, you realize if you slap these pads on and turn them on over an inflamed joint with rheumatoid arthritis or over your body's lower abdomen because you've got ulcerative colitis, you can turn the disease off just with the light. Now, if you add nutraceuticals, you're going to amplify that dramatically. That's why the nutraceuticals come first. You know, Cell Defense Plus, Inflamax, fatty acids that turn off the inflammation, things like get rid of the free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And disease-modifying nutraceuticals, not drugs, because these drugs are really weird. I mean, if you take some of these drugs, you'll get pathogens from your pets, or you'll get a cancer that's weird, like, you know, hairy cell leukemia or something weird that's like, whoa, that only occurs when you take toxic drugs.
Yeah,
and so, you know, and we see a lot of these drugs out there, you know, they give you 4 seconds or 6 seconds of all the benefits and 54 seconds of dancing through the daisies and telling you all the horrors that will happen to you and how your death will be premature, but your relatives will be paid well by the drug company.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, my second job is a comedian, trying to dark comedy. So, The important thing here is that Lumen Photon is a really available technology. It's also affordable. I mean, you don't need to buy new pads. You just need to treat them with respect so you don't tear the electrodes apart. I often put a little extra glue around the top of the wire going into the pad just so it doesn't slide. But pads are really good. If you treat them with respect, they're going to last long. My favorite is the Dual Pad 264, but you've got them in every configuration. I had someone the other day, they want to know, what configuration should I use? Tell me what the sore body part is, and I'll tell you. You know,
right,
if it's your foot, we have a boot-shaped one. If it's your whole back, you need a big long pad for your whole back. If you want to treat two areas simultaneously with the same treatment, get the Dual Pad 264. If you just want something small enough to cover your eyes or your jaw because you're going through major dental work, well, you get a smaller pad system that'll cover that if that's all you want. I usually recommend even a little bit of stretch because what you're going to find is you'll have other uses for the lumen other than your initial one you had or your relatives like your wife, husband, kids, whatever, is going to find out you're using and say, well, would that help me? Oh, yeah, I'll loan it to you for the weekend. Then you find you can't get it back. That's it.
Right.
You
we
probably
had one
found
loaner.
That, too. You loan it, and it's like,
yeah,
you didn't
exactly.
really expect that back, did you? Yeah, you're a good friend, you know. You're so good you're going to let me use this because, wow, my pain is gone. I'm topping pills for my damn doctor, doing nothing, and my pain's gone. Now I'm able to get up and walk around without my walker. And I'm able to go out shopping or, you know, bowling again, whatever. So, so Lumen pads are really interesting. Now, when we add these other frequencies, there'll be two. There'll be a set of mineral frequencies to promote healing. There'll also be specific disease state frequencies They're there like a noise-canceling headphones to actually shut off the phonon-maze or operon circuits that actually regulate disease. In other words, there's a resonant frequency to turn off each illness. And we may find that there's actually a commonality as we do our research, or you need to have it customized to each individual person. My guess is most likely there's a commonality of specific frequencies that, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or some other illness, there's a common set of frequencies that actually shut down the disease. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. In other words, everything is electrical circuits, what's called hierarchical phonon maser operons.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Yeah, Pamela, I'm really happy with my Lumen Photon. I mean, I love these machines. I got a little one down in my bedroom. I can slap on my eyes or head at night to help me sleep. By the way, what's an interesting thing is you put it on the energetic frequencies in people that have are hyper like me, that in a sense are like ADD, and it actually calms you down. That's why, for example, if I have a coffee, I'm going to roll over and go to sleep. So, the opposite of what you expect. In fact, you can take a person that that is, you ordinarily think, well, that should make them hyper, and it actually will start stimulating healing. The first thing the body says is, hey, you only heal when you're sleeping. You know that too, right? You know your stem cells only come out when you're sleeping? And only in certain stages of sleep. So if you actually look at their sleep cycle in the sleep lab, you'll know how many minutes of healing they have a day. If you actually draw their blood while they're sleeping, you can actually see the stem cells coming out of their bone marrow and marching down to go to the target tissue. Is that cool or what?
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, okay.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we are. We're still back on. I just got a little emergency note from my earlier guy that didn't show up from Germany, Harley Schlanger. He had a medical emergency.
Oh, gosh, I can hear that.
Yeah, all those things happen. I guess so. It happens, by the way, around the holidays oftentimes. Family crises happen of one type or another.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the other thing is post-operative. What are the applications of this? Well, firstly, veterinary. Secondly, dental. If you're a dental practice, you need to be able to lumen pads there to stop the pain of the procedure afterwards. Delivery, for example, after a surgical thing like orthopedics, plastics, whatever, or delivery, slap these pads on. It's going to reduce your pain dramatically if you had a C-section, right? Because you have pulling and tearing and cutting and everything. If you've had a traumatic injury, sports, or if you had a concussion, slap those pads on that noggin. Take our cocktail, Calm Mind, Brain Mag, other things to protect your brain. And it's amazing how fast it's going to stimulate rehealing and reperfusion and detoxification of the tissue. Traumatic joint, you want to reheal it, you got to get oxygen in there. It increases the pH and the oxygen level of tissue dramatically when you put a lumen pad over it, doesn't it? It also alkalizes the tissue instantly. So if you slap it on, let's say, an inflamed joint, that tissue immediately becomes alkalinized and oxygenated. So more oxygen, more nutrients get into that tissue. So again, simple template. Frequency 3 for skin and brain. Frequency 4, internal organs. Frequency 5 for endocrine. NICO, N-I-C-O for periodontal tissues. The research done to show to reverse that. I use it for bone, too. Membranous bone, head, neck, jaw. And also for cancellous bone, like your spine and your vertebral bodies and surgical neck of your hip. So, for example, if you've had bad osteopenia, osteoporosis, one of the things I tell women, not only take our protocol of bone generator, micelle D3, myco D2, full vitamin K2, collagen max, but slap on a lumen pad on the areas where the DEXA scan showed you're weak. So if you got a weak right hip surgical neck and an L4 vertebral body, get those darn pads on there on the NICO frequency, half hour twice a day, while you're taking all the supplements, and guess what will happen? You'll rebuild the bone a lot faster. And you go back and do your DEXA scan 6 months or a year later, and you'll say, my gosh, lumen works. It rebuilt my bone. I'm not going to end up with a surgical break when I slip on the ice going to grandma's house.
That's right.
That's amazing stuff. Again, these are great presents for Christmas. Lumen Photon via NutriMed Santa, if for yourself or relatives. Again, remember, if you loan it, don't expect it back because they'll love it. So better have an extra one.
It's so true.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you,
back
Dr.
in a minute with Dr. Bob Teal coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.